So I'm imagining a glass cube, rather large, bigger than a car, it shines with a silvery light, a bit like an ice cube. It's in the desert between three mountains. The mountains are pointed. They're very, very dark orange, and the sky is thundery, navy blue sky. No idea why. So the ladder is a wooden step ladder covered in blobs of paint and a bit rickety. It's standing next to the cube, as if someone's about to climb on top of it. So, a horse. It's a black stallion. Its mane is flying in the wind. Its tail also fluttering in the desert wind, its nostrils flaring, and it's standing still, just watching to see what I'm doing. Flowers. For some reason, I'm imagining the flowers are bigger than the cube. Tall, big stalks, like giant, flat daisies, and they're yellow petals. Yellow domed center, full of the tiny circular stamen. The great big petals hang over almost like palm leaves, so large. There's so many of these flowers sprung up all over the desert. As if the horse could run in between the stalks and in the shade of them. Well, a storm, right? It's an electrical storm and it's quiet. There's no noise. Far, far distant hills between the three mountains, there's forked lightning, and the breeze just gets stronger. Flowers wave, and the horse walks in between the stalks. Some of the petals land on the cube and land on the ladder. Just breezier. two or three more flashes. So, apparently I'm transparent and I've got a big ego. I didn't think I had got to that much self-assurance, but it's nice to know I'm grounded, and it's nice to know that it sounds as if I'd like to help others. I don't know what the three mountains and the stallion, so I'm dreading to think. Oh dear, my ladder was a step ladder. I don't know how that fits into it. And it was at the side of me. If on the cube. It was rickety. So I had the horse. It's a big black stallion. I had it watching me. Oh dear. It definitely wasn't nuzzling, it was just standing still. Oh dear. So the flowers are supposed to be the offspring. I've got big bright yellow ones bigger than me. And lots of them. That's quite nice, really, I suppose. Actually, I find that quite touching. Because my own children are more important to me than most anything else. And a bright colour's supposed to be good. That's quite... quite nice. So the storm, I had it in the distance, but I had wind blowing my petals off my children. Oh dear. I must just be a windy person. Have to cut down on the baked beans. Oh, so it might be true, or it might not be. That had me really worried. Well, not worried, but like, that kind of concerned. Well, in for a penny, in for a pound. Well, I must admit, I quite enjoyed that. Thank you, Cardlin.